Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey guys, what's going on? This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I hope that everyone is doing okay. We are basically in the midst of Coronavirus Gate 2020. And I know that for a lot of us, that means that our lives are in flux right now. They're changing. Whether you are at home right now, or if you are one of the people that have to, you're working right now and you're serving in one capacity. And if you are in that position, like an employee at Walgreens, for example, or you're stocking shelves, or you're in the healthcare industry, etc. I thank you so much for just your service and for doing the things that you're doing right now to help keep this country running as normally as possible, and to help those with anxiety, you know, or medical issues, just have a sense of normalcy and feel as protected and as safe and as normalized as you know, they possibly can. So, yeah, Coronavirus Gate 2020. I think as of now, there have been pretty much all the states in the U.S. have been affected, minus 2. Again, that was the last time I checked, which was this morning. And I can't remember what 2 states that was. There was one on the West Coast and one down south, if I'm not mistaken, but I can't recall what those 2 states were. So basically, virtually, the U.S. is has been hit with the coronavirus. Now, whatever your stance is on it, you know, whether you think it's, you know, a really big thing and it's scary, or you think it's, you know, it's just like the flu and it's going to blow over in a couple of weeks, wherever you stand on this issue, you know, it's okay. I know that a lot of us are at odds right now with each other, and we're kind of, well, this country actually, based on what I saw when I went to Costco yesterday, okay, and that's a whole nother story, but, you know, we're kind of, you know, we all have different levels of comfort and sensibility, so, you know, I understand that's kind of, everyone's kind of all over the place when it comes to that. You're either in Camp A, where you're just like, stay away from me. I'm quarantining myself for the next month. This is going to be, you know, something that could be really, really big and scary. Or you're in Camp B, where you're just like, you know, it's just business as usual. You know, if I get sick, no big deal. It's just kind of like the flu and it is what it is. You know, hey, wherever you stand on this, I'm with you. You know, it's okay. So we're going to do, or I am going to do, not we. I am doing a bonus episode today because I think it's important that, first of all, honestly, for me doing the podcast is a form of self-care. I like to talk, in case you couldn't tell, if you're new to the show, I like to talk. And, so that's one thing that I just want to stay busy. So you might have some other bonus episodes coming too. I don't know. We'll see. But also, I want to reach out. I want to make that connection with you. You know, I want you to feel like, you know, regardless of kind of what's going on or not going on, that at least for Brown Girl Self-Care, you're going to get that episode every week. I'm going to still be posting to social media, you know, pretty regularly. And I know that there are other Black brands, like Exo Nicole and, just all kinds of Black brands that are going to be, I'm assuming they're doing the exact same thing, just going about, you know, business as usual, providing self-care and, for our community and things like that. So just know that I'm going to keep recording. And so you'll still have my voice to listen to at least once a week. Yay, you! I know that's very exciting for everyone that is a listener of the show, right? So today I want to just talk about, I think I have a list here of about maybe 9 things. Don't hold me to that because I didn't actually count them. But, and actually, P.S., just a side note, I am recording with my brand new microphone. And I cannot tell if this is going to pick up noise from the outside or not. But if you hear people kind of like yelling in the background, don't be alarmed. These are people, they're like kids or teens outside. And they're out there playing or something, which to me is like, hey, great, you know, because you don't want kids to be scared. So those are just teenagers hanging out outside. Anyway, so I have a list of maybe 7 to 10 things. And the hope is that these things that I'm going to give you, and these are just ways to kind of deal with what's going on while we're kind of just waiting, you know, because that's what we're doing right now. We're waiting. I know that Trump has, what was it? I think he declared this time as like we're in a national emergency state. I don't know the technical term, national state of emergency. I think that's what it is. Which I think really has more so to do with like funding and stuff like that and getting money and resources to where it's going to be needed most. I personally feel like, and I could be completely wrong, but this is just my thought. I think we are going to have quarantine times. I just think that's what it's going to be. And I've been saying that for the last few days. I haven't seen anything official, but that's just how I feel. Again, I could be completely off base, but it just makes the most sense to me. Health-wise, anyway, I know that it's going to affect a lot, okay, regardless of what camp you're in, camp A or camp B that I mentioned before, either you think it's health-wise, it's not going to really be a big deal, which could be true, and hopefully that's the case, or if you're in camp A, that's like, this is going to be pretty big, health-wise, regardless, I mean, we have closures of course my phone's ringing right now, we have closures of businesses. We have closures of companies. We have companies that are running out of product or food and things like that. I think Disney just closed a couple of days ago. My daughter's school is closed for the next at least 2 weeks, and which is good because I told her last week that, you know, I feel like as a parent, sometimes you just have to make these hard decisions. Like, do you allow your child to go to school or not? Now, thankfully, I'm in a position where I'm unemployed. And I say that and laugh because that's not a thankfully kind of thing. But I'm in a position right now where I am unemployed. So I can make that decision, and it's not one that I take lightly. I know that there are other people that are not unemployed, that have larger families than I do, that have different dynamics than I do, and to have to make that decision to pull your child out of school is not, especially like if you don't have a teenager, and let's say you're a mom of 3, okay, and all your babies are, like my baby is 17, but let's say your babies are, you know, 12, 8, and 2. Or you have a newborn, like a toddler, you know what I'm saying? And you work, like you're the sole supplier. Like if you're a single mom, you're the sole supplier of income, of, you know, your finances. Everyone relies on you more or less. That is not an easy decision to make. Okay, so I realize that I do have that privilege right now that my daughter's older, number one. I only have one kid and I am unemployed right now, like I said. So, you know, everyone's going to be doing things a little bit differently and you have to do what makes sense for you. But while we are kind of playing this waiting game, while the country is holding its breath, trying to figure out what the next things are going to be. If you are at home right now, or you think you will be at home, like your school's, your kids' school district has closed down. Like here in California, pretty much all the schools are closed. And what I was going to say before, but I forgot, was that I was going to make that hard decision to pull my daughter out. Like, thankfully, the school did it because it seemed like they weren't going to do it. And so I had told my daughter on maybe Thursday of this last week, that, hey, this is what I'm thinking about, and I'm playing this by ear, but most likely I'm going to be pulling you out of school next week, which will be this week that's coming up, this Monday. And thankfully, and I had just told her that maybe like on Thursday, and then on Friday night, we got the message that the school was going to be closed for like 2 weeks, and they're going to do, I don't even know what they're going to do, like some kind of home study program, virtually or something like that. But what sucks is that my daughter is a senior. So, you know, they have prom, they have, what is it called? Senior night, where they go to like Disneyland's closed, haha, but they go to like Disneyland or Universal or wherever they go. And all, you know, all the high schools in the area kind of hang out on that one day and just have a really great time. I've already paid for that, but I think, I'm not sure if they're even going to still do that, you know, and prom, who knows? Like, things are up in the air right now. So, you know, that's just how it is. So these are decisions that we're having to make right now. Do you pull your kids out of school? Do you stop working? You know, do you have the money to stop working? Do you have enough in savings? Is there going to be some kind of relief, you know, for people that get sick and don't have financially, they're not stable. Like, it's easy for celebrities. No, and I'm not knocking a celebrity, because they've hustled for the most part and got where they are, and they've got the coin, and that's great. Or these people that have lots of money, or these, you know, people just in general that have money, you know, they have wealth. That's great. I think this is a good time for them, because, and I, you know, I saw like Serena Williams had posted like on Instagram or Facebook or something, and she said to, was it yesterday? And she was saying how she was going to take off 6 weeks and do something or other. I forget exactly what she said, but it was, in other words, it was something like she doesn't have to work right now. Or she's pulling back for the next 6 weeks and staying home or something like that. And people were salty. And I'm just like, I mean, I get it. Some of us, we are, you know, we're reliant for now upon making a certain amount of income, or we might be struggling and things like that. But I'm not going to sit here and knock someone that has worked to get where they are and they have that privilege. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, I can't do it. I can't be mad that they took those opportunities years ago. However those opportunities came to them years ago, and they worked it, they sweat, you know, they poured their blood, sweat, and tears, and now they're in a place where they don't have to work right now. That's fine. Like, that, it is what it is. That's how it's always going to be for, you know, it is what it is. There's me getting pissed about that right now is like a waste of energy. I have to focus on the things I can do to keep myself healthy, keep my daughter healthy, etc. And as for me, since I don't even, again, unemployed here, I don't have insurance. So I can't be out in these streets, you know, fighting with folks over the last roll of tissue and, you know, doing all those kind of things, you know, because I don't have insurance. So I am rebuking every germ in the name of Jesus. I am rebuking every germ. Like, and some, I had to go to the stores over the last few days, but someone was coughing next to me, and I'm just like, I turned my back on someone the other day because they coughed, didn't cover their mouth. Why are people still not practicing safe health practices in public? People are still coughing and sneezing, not covering their mouth, not sneezing into the crook of their elbow. These are just normal things you are supposed to do, period. Even more so now. And people are still not doing it, which lets me know, like, I am certain that people are not washing their hands. Okay. People are not doing like the number one thing to stay healthy and to stop the spread of like flu, cold, coronavirus, novel coronavirus, etc. They're not washing their hands on a regular basis. If you're not washing your hands at least, you know, at least 3 to 5 times a day, you're a part of the problem. Seriously. Like, you should be washing your hands at every opportunity, before you eat, after you use the restroom, after you shake someone's hand. And if you don't have, or use hand sanitizer if you still have it, but if you don't have hand sanitizer, that is not an excuse. I'm sorry. It's just not. Like, you should still, okay, let's say you go out to Walmart, okay? Today you're at Walmart and you have to get, you know, some supplies. Great. And let's say you don't have a hand sanitizer, but you want to stop and get something on the way home. Okay, that's fine if you want to do that. However, go to Walmart. Don't rub your face. Don't rub your eyes. When you get something to eat on the way home and you hit that drive-thru, don't pop your hand in the bag and start eating French fries. Like, common sense. Wait till you get home and wash your hands if you don't have hand sanitizer. Like, seriously. Seriously. Just, we have to figure out ways to and these in companies, if you still have employees that are working, they need to be making sure that they have the supplies like soap, the basic necessities. If you don't, they need to send people home. If you can't provide the basic necessities for employees to stay healthy, you should not be open right now. Now I'm just keeping it real. So anyway, I've gone off on a tangent. Hopefully you're still with me. I want to go ahead and get into these ways, again, 7-8 ways or possibly more, I don't even know, that you can maintain a level of sanity. You know what I'm saying? While you're at home, if you end up being at home over the next, who knows, 2 to 4 weeks at some point with your kids, with or without your kids, if you're single or married with no kids. But, you know, if you're at home, right? So, and these are in no particular order. So, adjust my microphone here. Got turned. So, the first thing that I would say, again, these are in no particular order, is... connect with your kids. Like, connect with your kids. I went to Walgreens today, and I promise that was my last. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've been to, like, Costco. I've been to Costco twice in the last couple of days. I've been to Walgreens maybe once. I went to Winco. I've gone to a few stores. And now when I tell you that I'm done, I'm like done. But when I went to Walgreens just a little earlier today, there was a woman in there. And as I was passing by, she was talking to a Walgreens employee and she was saying something like, I swear I'm not making this up. She was like, I wish my kids were in school because, you know, I don't want to be home with them all day. And I was just like, oh my gosh, no, sis, no. Like, I don't know. I just felt some kind of way when she said that. Our kids, little terrors, absolutely, or big terrors, absolutely. Do kids get on your last damn nerve? Absolutely. Maybe it's just me, I don't know, but my daughter gets on my nerves from time to time, and it could be time to time, many times a day. But she's my child. She's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? She is my, I don't even know. She's just everything. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not saying that if we stay here for 2 or 3 weeks, we're not gonna have, you know, she's pretty much grown. So we may have a bumping of heads every now and again, I guess, possibly, hopefully not. But regardless, it's like, I'm looking at this time that she's gonna be home. Number one, I'm thankful because she's gonna be healthy. That's number one. Okay, so look at it that way. And number two, I'm using this time to connect with her, like, to do some of the things that we may not even have had the chance to do, like play games or watch movies or do puzzles or cook together, or things like that. I'm just looking at the bright side. Like, if you have to be home with your kids right now and your kids are healthy, that is a blessing. Don't miss that blessing right there, because there are a lot of people that cannot say the same. So we're going to just take some time and just, you know, do our thing together and separately. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, yesterday we actually crashed on the couch for a few hours and she actually watched an episode of Million Little Things with me without complaining. I was very surprised, but she watched an episode of Million Little Things, a show I absolutely adore. And she was asking me questions about it. And I was telling her, you know, like, what's going on with Rome and his wife and what happened to John and, you know, like, suicide and things like that. And then after that, we watched this cartoon that she is absolutely loves for some reason. I don't get it. Naruto, whatever it is, some crazy cartoon, like Japanese anime. And I actually watched some episodes of that in like Adventure Time, which another cartoon that I absolutely hate. I'm sorry, but I do. I don't like these newfangled cartoons. Give me some old school stuff, baby. You know, give me some old school He-Man, Thundercats, that kind of stuff. But so she's watching that kind of stuff. And, you know, I enjoyed that with her. We were on the couch for a few hours just enjoying each other's time, not really saying much at all, unless we were kind of explaining things and giving backstories and stuff like that. And it was great. So if you're able to spend this time doing nothing else at all but connecting with your kids and getting to know them a little bit better, life gets so busy that sometimes you know your kid, but do you like know your kid? This is a really good time to just have those conversations with them. Make sure they're good. See what's really going on in their lives. Hang out with them, bond, connect, all that good stuff. Okay. So maybe that's something that you can just look at it a different way. Not that you're forced to be home with your kids, but look at it as an opportunity. Something else that you can do. I know that since a lot of us are like busy moms and we're on the go, you know, sometimes that drive-through, it gets to be a really good thing of convenience, right? Because you're just on the go so much, running here, there, everywhere. By the time it's time to sit it on down and relax and eat, you know, your meal with your family, it's like you're tired. You got to cook too? Like, nah. So you're hitting that drive-through. But maybe during this period while you're home, maybe you can start cooking some meals in advance and putting them in the freezer. You know, so like, for example, I've done this before. Like if you make a big batch of like, what's it called? Spaghetti or beans and rice or like red beans, maybe don't freeze the rice, but like red beans or things like that, like things that you can make in advance and then stick in the freezer, soups and things like that. And that way, if you just stay home and you're cooking, then once this kind of things go back to normal, maybe your freezer is full of things you've already made. Things you've already prepped, you know what I'm saying? And then when it's time to come home after a long, hard day, you can just take it out the freezer, reheat it, put it on the table in a few minutes. So maybe that's something that you can consider. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience. From the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, these episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way.
My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Waze Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Waze Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Waze Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Waze has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Waze Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
Another thing that I would suggest that I am definitely going to be doing is organizing and cleaning your space, because child, I'm here to tell you, my closets right now are a H-O-T mess. Like, my closets are a mess. Not all of my closets, but the main ones, like the ones in my hallway area, they, in my pantry, my kitchen pantry, especially after like going and getting like, extra canned goods and things like that in the last few days, like stocking up on stuff I really should have had already. My pantry is a hot mess. So, just taking this time now to organize your space, organize your drawers, organize your pantries, organize your shelves and your cabinets and your closets. Maybe going through your closets and getting a bag ready for Goodwill so that you can pour into someone else that might be in need. Right now is a really good time to get your home cleaned and organized and tidy so that when you do have to go back out there and go back out to work, there is nothing better. Let me tell you, there is nothing better than opening a cabinet and seeing it organized and just so pretty. It just, like, for me, it just takes a weight off of my shoulders. And I don't know if anyone else is like that, but for me, since organization is not my strong suit, like when, so I have to fight for it. Like I have to fight for it, you know, or it just goes to hell in a handbasket. So I will definitely be taking time to do this, because that for me, it takes a lot of pressure off. When you're scrambling to find stuff that's pushed back in the, on the shelves, or you can't find something you're looking for, or, you know, the person like me who has like 15 cans of tuna in their pantry, and but you don't see it. So when you go to the store, you buy 15 more cans of tuna and then you come home and you're like, son of a gun, I already have all this damn tuna on the shelf. You know what I mean? So it helps you to curb your spending too. If you're organized, you can see what you have. You're not buying like multiples. I've done that so many times. I've done that so many times. So that's another thing that you could possibly focus on for the next few weeks if you're at home. Something else for my side hustlers and entrepreneurs and go-getters, right now is a really good time to sit down and evaluate where you are with your business and your goals for your business and things like that. Like, are you on track with your goals? Take a look at that. See where you are. Pick up the slack in some areas. Like, for example, for me, I'm a podcaster. Like, usually I record like one episode a week, which is honestly terrible for me. I am going to do my best to do some batching of episodes. So, for example, let's say, what's today? Today's Saturday, I think. Instead of recording one episode, maybe this coming week I record like three episodes. And then next week I record another three episodes. So now I have six episodes. So I would be good on content for like a month and a half. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. So you're like looking at ways where you're slacking and pick up the slack. If that means doing more blog posts, because now you have the time to do more blog posts. If now is a good time to revamp your website, take that time, sis, and revamp your website. You know what I'm saying? Look for ways that you can take care of stuff for your business now, so that when it's time to go back to work, you're locked and ready to go. you're locked and ready to go. Use this time to your advantage. If there's things you need to research to get your LLC, if there's things you need to research so that you can write those blog posts, but you're not quite sure of, I don't know, certain statistics or facts behind the things that you talk about, like, use this time wisely to just get your business in order. Get your business in order. So that's another thing that I will be doing as well. I didn't even number these. So I don't know what number one, I think number five. I think we're on number five. Something else that you can be doing during this period is, and by the way, I'm sorry, let me go back. If you are not, like, you are not a business owner, or you don't have, you know, a side hustle, this still applies to you. That last tip, it still applies to you, because right now is the perfect time to start. This is the perfect time to start, you know, building that business while you're home, building that website while you're home, getting up that landing page while you're home, you know, setting up that funnel, or setting up that, setting up your MailChimp or your email list while you're home, getting all those things done that you keep saying, if I had the time, you will have the time if you're home. You know, there, you'll have little bits and pieces of time where you can now get on that computer and take care of some stuff. Okay. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Okay. Now the next one, get your prayer, take two, get your prayer life right. If you are a believer, which I am, if you're a Christian or whatever your religious belief is, or your relationship with God, now is an excellent time to get your prayer. Why can't I say that? Get your prayer life right. Get into that Bible. Spend time with God every day. Again, because we are so busy and on the go. There have been, even just this week, so many times, like, I try to read the Bible every day. I'm doing that Bible in a year plan on, I think, the Bible app. And I'm like, maybe, and there was a time when I was like a week ahead of the schedule. And now I'm like 4 or 5 days, if not more, behind, just because I've been on the go trying to get things taken care of. And so now that I can settle in, you know what I'm saying? I can do what I want to do is, you know, get my prayer life and prayer time and Bible study time in and just get back to that. Because when I do that, it's just, everything is better. Everything is better. When I'm right with God, everything is better, regardless of what's going on, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, everything is better when I stay connected to God. He's connected to me, but I'm not connected to him. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm connected to him, everything is better. So, you know, if you're a believer and you've kind of lost your way a little bit and you want to get back on track and pick up that Bible, or, you know, just spend some quiet time. Stay off your phone for half an hour and just get some quiet time with God, you know, in the early morning or those kind of things. I promise you that life and your stress levels will be better for it. The next one is, if you see someone in need, you know, help them out. If you see somebody struggling, help them out. When I went to Costco the other day, I had a big basket of stuff. Have I talked about Costco yet? And I don't even know if Costco is everywhere, but it's like Sam's Club. I don't even know if Sam's Club is everywhere, but I would think everyone's kind of heard of these big buy in bulk, you know, membership kind of places. But anyway, so I've gone to Sam's Club twice this week. And this is the first time I've gone to Sam's Club in years. I don't typically go to Sam's Club, but my mom has her membership. She put me on because of this, what's going on. And she's like, if you need to get some stuff, baby, let me tell you, if you haven't gone to Costco, Sam's Club, what other places, Walmart, whatever, in the last week, and you haven't gone yet, but you're going, just be prepared for a rude awakening. Because it's crazy. It is crazy in them streets, okay? It is crazy in them streets right now. People are fighting over tissue, fighting over water, you know, things like that. And when I went, it was crazy. So I know over the weekend or the next few days, it's probably like shenanigans. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully not. But keep in mind that everybody's kind of like, I won't say scared, but everyone's a little nervous about being in public. You know what I mean? Everyone's a little nervous right now. So if you're in public and you have the opportunity to help someone, like, there was a gentleman that was behind me, and this is what's funny. So there was this gentleman behind me with his son. His son was probably about 20. He was probably about 45, early 40s or 45, mid 40s. And they were up behind me, and I heard him cough, like a very brief cough. And so I like moved up. If you listen to my last one of my last podcast episodes, you know I'm not with the germs, okay? Anybody coughing, I move away. And this is before the coronavirus. I just don't like that. So, period. So, he just did a very minor cough, and I moved up a little bit. And then, long story short, this guy that I had moved up on ended up helping me with my basket and helping me as we were, like, kind of negotiating through the store. My basket was so heavy. Keep in mind, I'm like 5 feet, okay? My basket was filled and it was heavy. And he actually took it upon himself to come up and talk to me because he was behind me. He saw that I was alone and he helped me every time the line went up. And we were in line for quite a bit. Every time the line went up, he stood next to me. He moved my basket up. Like, didn't even ask him to do that at all, okay? And we were just talking and he was sharing some stuff and it was just really nice to connect with someone and, you know, on that level and for them to be so helpful. And I recognize that right now things are just kind of up in the air. So if you're able to, like, I did my best the other day and I'm not a smiley person. You know, I'm just not. I am not. I'm a helpful person and I will help, you know, as needed with no question. But I'm not like it just a naturally smiley person. I'm just not. But I made a point the other day, if I saw someone, because I feel like I can kind of like, you can tell when someone is either having a bad day or they're a little unsure or, you know what I mean? They might be a little scared. And so anytime I passed someone, I smiled. If I saw their face and I could tell that they were just kind of like, I'm a little out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? I made a point to smile, like a genuine smile, and they smiled back. And it was just that second of connecting with another person, you know? I think we could definitely do more of that, especially right now. Just paying a kindness to someone just in passing. I know that we're all busy. We all have things to do. We're trying to get home and make sure we're good. But if you're out there and you have the opportunity to just do a small random kindness for someone, I would say take that opportunity because you never know, again, just even a simple smile, how that will bless someone right now, especially if they are unsure, you know, or feeling some kind of way, you know, right now. Let's see. Excuse me. The next thing I'm going to say is invest in yourself. This is the perfect time to invest in yourself. Kind of like what I said a couple of tips ago about making sure that you know, handle your business or get that business started. But now is a good time to like pick up those books you have been promising to read for the last year. You know, read some books. Read some business books. Read some books just for relaxation. Read some books for motivation. Read some books for education. Now is a perfect time to get into that book that you promised you would start last year in 2019 or 2018 and, you know, get it done. Take an online class right now. Like right now, I am taking an online coaching class and I paid for the class. And this is just a small class. It's not any huge. It was just because I wanted to just learn more about that, you know what I'm saying? Because I do offer coaching. And so I wanted to actually I take that back. It's not that I offer coaching. I'm more of like in the self-care space. I want to work with you to make self-care plans and just be kind of like a support system for you as you're working through some things. So that's more so what I do. But I'm taking this online coaching class because I think that just some of the techniques I think would be helpful. So that's why I'm doing it. I just want to have that education. You know what I mean? I'm like a huge advocate of learning. And so that's what I do. So perhaps there's a course or a class that you've been meaning to take and one that you can, you know, do fairly quickly in the next 30 days. Maybe you want to take a business what's her name? The six-figure chick. You know, she has a lot of classes for business and things like that. Maybe that's something you want to check out, but you just didn't think you'd have the time. So perhaps now is a good time while you're home to take a look at like courses and books and things like that that you want to read or you want to watch or you want to listen to, so that you can invest in yourself. So once this, because the time's going to pass regardless, but once this, you know, next 30 day passes, you know, you'll feel so accomplished. Like you'll feel like, man, I'm so thankful like that I did XYZ. You won't regret it, I promise. So take this time to invest in yourself. That's super important. Next thing I'm going to say as I'm winding down on this list is bump up your self-care, like, or bump it up, or make sure you don't slack on your self-care. It's so important right now to keep your stress levels low as much as possible. It's good for your health. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your emotional health. It's good for your immunity, to make sure that you stick to your self-care routine as much as you possibly can. So if that means getting up, taking your shower, brushing your teeth, washing your hair, which I haven't done in about a week and a half, staying hydrated, drink your water, sis. Now is the time to definitely drink your water. Exercise. If you can go outside and take a few walks around the block just to get in, you know, some exercise, fresh air. If you feel like safe, like it's safe to do so, I would highly recommend that you do that. Keep your journal in front of you. Keep your journal about life for the next 30 days. And like whether you stay home or you have to work, you know, journal for the next 30 days. If you remember, and just jot a few notes down about how your day was, what you experienced, what things are going on, because that way you can go back and you can remember a few years from now, man, I remember we were hit with the coronavirus and this is how I was feeling. And these are the things I worked through and, you know, just things like that. Make sure that you stick to your sleep schedules. Like I was telling my daughter, like she thinks that now that they have been out of school or they're going to be out of school for at least the next 2 weeks, she thinks that it's like party time. She thinks that it is party time, honey. Like she thinks she is going to be up until 3 o'clock in the morning. No, sis, that's not going to happen, because what we not going to do is run ourselves down by staying up hella late and then getting sick that way, lowering our immunity that way. Not that I think she would necessarily get sick, but I'm just saying right now is a really good time to just keep your self-care like in the forefront so that you can be as strong, you know, as strong and as healthy as you possibly can. Another thing I would say is drink orange juice, you know, or that get that vitamin C. Make sure you're getting that vitamin C. I think zinc is another good one to take. Just stay on top of that. And then lastly, another thing that I would say for self-care is, I don't know if I mentioned this already or not. I can't remember, but if I said this already, my apologies. But bone broth. Bone broth is good for like your immunity and for inflammation and things like that. So like, for example, I'm about to put some oxtails on the stove and we'll probably have those tomorrow. Actually, hold on for 1 second. Oh, well, my laptop is at 9%. I don't have my cord here, so we'll see how long I can keep going here. But I'm about to put some bone broth on the stove, or some oxtails on the stove, and we'll, of course, be eating the oxtails with rice and gravy, but and a vegetable, but keeping that bone broth, freezing it if necessary. But we're going to be drinking that every day for the next few days as well. And then the last thing that I would say is, you know, do what you can to feel safe, do what you can to feel okay, do what you can to help yourself feel good. You know what I'm saying? To help yourself feel okay, as okay as possible with what's going on. Don't listen to people that are naysayers and that are telling you that you're stupid for feeling how you feel, however it is you feel. If people are telling you or making you feel like you're stupid for feeling some kind of way, then I would say perhaps you might want to unfollow them on social media or limit contact. Right now, more than ever, it's just important for you to make to feel like you're okay as much as possible. But, you know, with that said, my control freaks and my perfectionists, because I know you're out there, you got to let go of what you can't control. You got to let go of what you can't control. So for example, what can I control right now? Just from my personal experience right now, I can control implementing a quarantine period for my household. So we have enough, we're good on tissue, paper, food, like seriously, we good over here. So if they call for a 2-week quarantine period, which honestly, I feel like they're going to do, I hope that I'm wrong, but I feel like it's coming. Like, I just feel like it's coming. But even if they don't, we're not leaving the house. Like, we're good. I have nothing to leave the house for, and it would be very rare for you to see me out in the streets in the next 2 weeks, or my child, because I'm implementing my own quarantine period for the next couple of weeks. So that is something that I can control. What I can't control is, for example, let's say I already was in contact with someone that has coronavirus. God willing, I do not. But if I get it, that's just something I can't control. And I will take the necessary steps. We'll already be quarantined, but you know what I mean? I can take the necessary steps and monitor accordingly. So there's some things you have all the power to control. And then there's some things that you can kind of control a little bit, you know? And then there's some things you just absolutely you will never ever control. It's out of your hands, and those are the things that you really are going to have to release for your mental well-being. You're going to have to release those things that you cannot control, seriously, because ultimately, if you want to just make sure you're good, that's one of the things you're going to have to do. And I know that a lot of us, like I said, we're perfectionists, we're control freaks. That was a big realization when I realized that I knew I was a perfectionist, but you know, recently, like in the last year, I've realized that I'm a control freak and I hate that. I really do. I just feel like things have to go a certain way. They have to be done a certain way. That's probably another episode for another time. But, if you're like me, I know you hate it. I know I want everybody to wash their hands 15 times a day before they even look at me. And I want people to do X, Y, Z. And I want everyone to do blah, blah, blah. But we can't control what other people do. And we just can't control everything in general, you know? So like I said, control what you can, maintain what you can, but be realistic. Right now, more than ever, we all have to be realistic. Okay. So, excuse me. Those are my self-care tips. I'm sorry that I did not number them. You might have gotten 9 or 10 self-care, you know, things that you can do right now while we're just kind of like at the beginning stage. Even though this has been going on for a few weeks, but the U.S. is just now getting on board. Shade, no shade. So I guess technically, but not technically, we're at the beginning of this whole novel coronavirus. I hope that these tips have helped you and given you some ideas of ways that you can connect with your kids, how you can kind of just spend your time for the next 2-3 weeks, just kind of prepping and preparing and things like that. Yeah, I just hope this has been helpful. And if it has been helpful, make sure you let me know. Drop a comment in the comment section. Let me know what your major takeaways were. Or if you want to hit me up on Instagram, you can do that too. But I think that is it for now. I definitely will have another episode coming because, like I said, I'm going to be batching episodes. But hopefully this little boop in the middle of your or on your weekend, technically, was helpful. There will be another episode on Monday, most likely. I'm still sticking to my regular schedule, but hopefully you found this helpful. That is it for now for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, my name is Bree, and yeah. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you stay safe. I hope that you stay healthy. I hope that your kids and your husband and your partners and everybody is good. Your family's good. And I will see you on the next episode. Take care.